This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Water, once again, thankfully, is running again in Manitou Springs after an emergency repair shutoff service there. Utility crews had to fix a water main along a Puma Path, which leaked, caused the stormwater drainage system to flood. This affected nearly the entire community of Manitou Springs. The city thanked everyone for conserving water while they worked to restore service. The pool and fitness center at the park had to be closed, but they'll be reopened today. As we've been mentioning, get ready for a huge weather change beginning early as tomorrow night. A winter storm watch is in effect for Wednesday evening through late Thursday for the Denver metro area. So if you have business in Denver, be aware this is going to be affecting travel all the way from Monument to Denver. Heavy snow is possible. Total snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches possible there. Higher amounts are also possible. Winds could be gusting about 35 miles per hour. This is going to affect Boulder, western suburbs of Denver, Denver Byers, and Lyman. It'll be from Wednesday night through Thursday night. Travel could be quite difficult and maybe impossible in some areas. Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson says up to 6 inches of snow could fall in downtown Colorado Springs by Thursday.
Gas is getting more expensive, oil analysts say, as we get closer to spring break and then summer travel. Expect prices to mostly just keep climbing. But in the past week, the price of regular unleaded went up 3 more cents to now a nationwide average of $3.38 a gallon. That's still 8 cents below the price Americans were paying a year ago at this time. The cheapest gas is along the Gulf Coast at $2.95 a gallon. The most expensive, as always, is in California at $4.70 a gallon on average for regular unleaded. It's now easier for Colorado homeowners to file insurance claims if they miss a deadline. KRDO's Josh Helmuth with those details.
The state Supreme Court voted for it yesterday. Insurance companies will have to prove their ability to investigate and defend a claim for damage harmed if it was filed late. If they can't, the claim can proceed. One justice who voted against expanding the rule says she fears it'll lead to insurance policies not being enforced as written. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Former President Donald Trump says he thinks a TikTok ban would only empower Facebook. Mark Mayfield has the story.
Speaking to CNBC Monday morning, the likely Republican presidential nominee said that there's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad with TikTok. But he predicted that banning it could help Meta, which owns Facebook, double in size. Trump called Facebook an enemy of the people. That contrasts with the view of President Biden, who said he would sign a bill to ban the app if Congress were to pass it. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Colorado's defending NBA champions are turning down a visit to the White House. The Denver Nuggets were first scheduled to fly to D.C. in January, but the trip got pushed back to next Monday. That's just a day before the team takes on the Timberwolves in Minnesota, and now they're saying the timing just won't work. The team reportedly made a tough decision to cancel so they could focus on the race for the number one seed.
A fire near Colorado Springs Airport is nearly contained this morning. It sparked Sunday afternoon as several small grass fires burning 640 acres and also burned down one abandoned building. Officials now believe it started accidentally from a vehicle dragging chains along the road. Crews are using a drone and a brush truck to patrol for any hot spots and flare-ups and are confident the containment lines will hold. Meanwhile, a small grass fire near downtown Colorado Springs is under control. Crews realized it wasn't as big as it first appeared, only about 20 by 20 feet along I-25 and Cimarron Street. They got it out, but they are keeping an engine on scene to monitor.
And meat manufacturer Johnsonville is recalling more than 35,000 pounds of meat after multiple reports of black rubber. The Wisconsin-based company recalled its ready-to-eat Polish kielbasa turkey sausage after at least two consumers reported that material in there. You can check out their website for all of the details.
Partly cloudy skies and warm temperatures once again here for your Tuesday afternoon with highs in the mid-60s, Colorado Springs, low 70s in Pueblo. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight with Wednesday morning lows down into the low and mid-30s and afternoon highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. We are going to be tracking snow, though, as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and we could see several inches of snow, up to 6 inches of snow, Colorado Springs, 1 to 2 feet around Woodland Park in the higher terrain, and 2 to 5 inches around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.